welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is still in the miracle working business, praise God. He's transforming lives every second of this earthly time that we're experiencing. All over the world, He's doing work. Excuse me. Anyway, with the Lord's help, let us conclude some final thoughts on the message I've been sharing, Fulfilled in God. And as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about the importance of taking personal responsibility for what we do, for what we are, and that's also true for what we wish to become. There is, I believe, in your mind's eye, deep within your heart, you know the person you really want to be in God. And the Lord has that. He sees you in your perfection, because we will be in that, when we're with the Lord, we'll be in that perfected state. But so often, and there's many reasons why, but it's human nature to want to blame everybody else for our mistakes, for our failures, for our shortcomings, for our disobedience, rebellion, for our sins. You know, and this is the worldly mentality. Well, it's because of the environment. It's because of the lack of opportunities we've had. Beloved, everyone, and the thing that disavows that is that there are people in the same situation, the same difficulties perhaps in youth, and they surpass it. They overcome. And so it's not just a matter of circumstances or physical limitations or circumstances in your lives. We have to be willing to say responsibility sits right on our doorstep. The things that we choose to do, you and you alone, beloved, we don't want to hear it, but we are responsible for our personal actions, for our attitudes, the thoughts of our hearts. You know, no one makes someone get mad and curse like a sailor. No one, you know, makes you get mad and fly in a rage or whatever it might be. No one makes you make promises and then back out of them. Our word should be our bond. No one makes you promises and then just makes excuses, or no one causes you to deliberately lie. You know, there's various reasons why we do that, but it's all a weakness of the flesh and sin. Obviously, there may be circumstances or someone who could motivate you in these areas, but ultimately it is your own responsibility and your own personal traits that have allowed those actions to cause you to respond to those outside motivations or experiences. But beloved, the good news is that through Christ, we have the power to overcome these things. Let me read a few verses found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 19 and 20. These are the words of Jesus. And he spoke truth. And the Spirit of truth is not departed from this world. He was given on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of truth, to lead us into all righteousness. And the words of Jesus are this in verses 19 and 20. For out of the heart, out of the inner man, beloved, proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses or lies, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not man. In other words, the Pharisees, they were set in their legalism with observances of the law that were commanded by Moses or by their own oral tradition. And since Jesus didn't follow their observances, they felt he was the chiefest of sinners. He was a blasphemer. He was a false prophet. And they hated him. In fact, they plotted to have him killed, which was, again, part of God's plan. But nonetheless, woe to those who were willing to do that. And so this is what Jesus said. It's within us. It's what Paul was talking about as we began this message. So in ourselves, we really can hope to be victorious and be what God wants us to be if we won't take the responsibility for ourselves. We do have to admit that we have a need. We have to say, yes, Lord, I am in need. Yes, my Father, I do have these problems. How do I change? Beloved, we can't change and be any different unless, first of all, we are willing and obedient to God's word. We have to believe that you can't change, you can't make yourself change, but that Christ in you can give you the grace and the ability that you need to have to be an overcomer. A lot of people pride themselves in being fatalists. Oh, well, there's nothing that can change the situation, so why try? What will be, will be. Beloved, that is saying that God is a liar, because through faith, through prayer, through the Word of God, certainly changes can be made. That's, as I began this message, we shared what Paul said, what he felt in terms of his own spiritual life. He wanted to do the right thing. His flesh nature warred against it. The things he wanted to do, he didn't do. The things he didn't want to do, he did. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me? He gives an answer. The answer for him is the same answer for us. I thank God through the Lord Jesus Christ. These changes that we desire to see accomplished in our lives in a spiritual way and in practical ways. Maybe it's something you're impatient. Well, God's going to have a lot of things come along in your life that are going to require you to not become impatient and become angry and fussing and furious about circumstances. He's going to give you the ability. You will recognize, this is a trial. If you pray for patience, trust me, Lord, and I know that you can, some of you are smiling, you will experience many opportunities to exercise that virtue. So, beloved, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you can and you will be able to destroy those carnal, fleshly, sinful things that have robbed you of God's abundant blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me share a few verses from 2 Corinthians, that fifth chapter, and I want to start reading at verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, or to the end, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us, beloved, every one of us, not just pastors, evangelists, teachers, he's committed to every believer the word of reconciliation. So, what do we do with that? He goes on in verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God in behalf of Christ. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That was Jesus. He was perfect, the perfect Lamb of God without sin, that we might be made, this was God's plan from the beginning, to be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then there's a passage I'd like to share in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, the apostle says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, beloved, the things that we face, the fears, the self-pity, the feelings of inferiority, of conceit, of envy, of dissatisfaction, of being self-centered, all these things are swallowed up in the victory that Christ gives to us. Praise God. There is so much God has for us, and we have to realize we're not in this by ourselves. We're not doing it alone. God has given the Holy Spirit. When you accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came to dwell within you. There's, you know, some beautiful verses, the last verses of scripture I'll share from the book of the prophet Habakkuk out of the second chapter. And he's saying, I'm going to stand on my watch. I'm going to set me upon the tower. I'm going to watch and see what he will say to me and what answer he's going to give me when I am reproved. But you know what, beloved? What the Lord said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry. This is what I've been saying these last few days. There is a work, ongoing work of sanctification. It's not going to be done in a day. It started when you got saved, and it requires your cooperation, your willingness to say, Lord, I can't do this in myself. I need your Spirit. Behold, his soul which is lifted up in him is not upright, but the just shall live by his faith. And verses 17 and 19 in the third chapter, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, the feed shall yield no meat. He says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. So let's close in prayer. Father, you've heard what your word declares. And Father, everyone who's struggling with failures, with the past, with their current difficulties, areas of sin in their lives, Father, we surrender to you. We confess that we are not able in ourselves, but through the grace you've given, through the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit abiding within us, we claim victory, that we shall overcome everything that the flesh nature would cause us to be tripped up on, and Lord, that we will be those perfected saints, those people of God that you called us to be, for the glory of Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.